Self-Evident is a platform that is dedicated to speaking truths that were once self-evident and doing so in love. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. Today is probably going to be shorter than other episodes that I've done in the past, and that's because I just want to talk about actually a really, really sweet and endearing subject today. I'm going to be talking about snowflake babies and adoption, because if you didn't know, you can actually adopt a snowflake baby. And I'm going to get into what a snowflake baby is, what all of that is tied to. But before I do, I want to tell you about an important event that is coming up. In March of 2025, Illinois Family Institute is putting on our annual Worldview Conference. And this conference is the high calling of marriage and family. If you've been looking at the culture at all recently, marriage and family is under heavy attack from all sides, whether it's from abortion, the transgender issue, IVF, surrogacy, you name it. The right to life, the idea of children is under attack. So this conference is designed to get us back to the foundations of what does it mean to be married? What does it mean to have a family? And why are those high callings? So we are going to be joined by Dr. Brad Wilcox and Scott Phelps from the National Marriage Campaign. These are sessions that you are not going to want to miss. So you need to go to illinoisfamily.org/events to sign up. That's illinoisfamily.org/events. All right, like I said, today's episode is going to be a little bit shorter than usual, but it's not as if I do super long episodes anyway. I think the longest episode I've done is like 30 minutes, so it's not as if I do super long ones anyway. So take that to mean what you will. But today, I just wanted to focus again on something positive. There's so much negativity in the news. There's so much negativity in our culture and in our own personal lives. We have things going on that tend to weigh us down a little bit. So I just wanted to bring something fun and endearing to the conversation today. I want to tell you about snowflake babies and how you can adopt them. But before the topic of snowflake babies and adoption makes sense, I'm going to need to backtrack to IVF. As you know, if you've been following our platform for any length of time, you know that we are strongly opposed to IVF. If you follow Illinois Family Institute, Illinois Family Action, strongly opposed to IVF. And if you don't know what IVF is, it is short for in vitro fertilization. And through the process of IVF, it's the medical process whereby a sperm and an egg are fertilized outside of the womb in a petri dish in a laboratory. This results in an embryo, which is then implanted in the woman for the rest of the pregnancy. This is ideally how it's supposed to go. However, there's high risk of miscarriage. There's high risk of the babies not surviving once they are implanted inside the womb because the process is so forced and artificial in how it comes about. However, through this process, doctors don't just take one sperm, one egg, and do it one at a time because this would be inefficient. They take multiple. So this often results in dozens of tiny babies, little embryos that are image bearers. They have innate value, dignity, and worth. They're just a few days old. However, most families were only wanting one baby. So let's say the IVF doctors harvested 12 eggs and the couple only wants one baby. Well, what do we do with the other 11 babies that are image bearers? They're alive, they're developing. They are valuable, they are humans from the moment of conception. What do we do with them? Most devastatingly, the most common choice that families make is to get rid of them, to discard them, which is better language than what it actually is. It's actually just killing these little babies. And some decide to have their babies donated to experimental things in the laboratory in the name of science, which I believe is super cruel, super inhumane, and should not be allowed to take place. Whereas others choose to keep the remaining embryos in storage, frozen indefinitely in time. And so these little babies that are frozen in time are given a name. They're called snowflake babies. And so that brings us to our discussion topic today. And now there's a lot that I can go into with IVF, the evils of the IVF industry. That is not to say in any way that children who are born through IVF are not valuable, are not worthy of value, of inherent dignity. They are still image bearers. However, the IVF industry, how IVF is performed, is unethical and unbiblical. So I just wanted to reiterate that I'm not saying that babies who are born through IVF are somehow less human or have some type of distortion in their humaneness, because that's not the case at all. That's not what I'm saying. However, what I am saying, and this is the positive side of the episode, is that there are organizations that are wanting to do something about these snowflake babies, that they don't want them to just remain frozen in time, which is why these organizations actually make a pathway for people to adopt these little image bearers for themselves. It's another kind of adoption. It's not the typical kind of adoption that we think of when we think of children who are born as opposed to pre-born. But adoption is beautiful. Adoption seeks to heal and restore a broken family situation for a child who desperately needs love and support. And I cannot think, I can't imagine how broken this family situation is when your parents don't want you. They just pay the fee every month to keep you on ice, frozen in time, perpetually the same age. I don't think we understand the devastating effects that that's going to have on people's health, on people's mental well-being when they find out that they're so behind on a biological level as opposed to their age, that they've been suspended in time. It's a very freaky idea. And I think it'd be hard for children who are snowflake babies to realize that their biological parents kept them on ice for years. I truly can't imagine that. This adoption process seeks to heal that. They seek to find families for these children so these children don't need to remain perpetually frozen for 40 plus years. They can find families that want to love them, nurture them, care for them, and give them the love, the care, support that they desperately need, that they desperately want. In addition to adoption being beautiful on a societal scale, on a family scale, actually the language of God that he uses when he's describing his relationship with his people. So we as Christians need to look at adoption as something that is beautiful because God thinks it's beautiful. Romans 8, 14 to 15, "For as many as are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons by whom we cry out, Abba, Father." Galatians 4, 4 through 5, "But when the fullness of time came, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that he might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons." And especially in this Christmas season, this is a perfect time for us to reflect on the beauty of adoption, that God sent his son for us to adopt us into his family, to make us fellow heirs with Christ. Romans 8, that we as Christians have this new identity in Christ where we are chosen, we are secure, we are safe, we are fellow heirs with Christ. We are sons of God. We are children of God. This language is repeated over and over again, especially in the New Testament, in the writings of Paul, in the writings of others. We are adopted. So to reiterate my original and main point, adoption is beautiful and restorative. It's beautiful and restorative, not only in a salvific sense for Christians when it comes to us being identified as adopted children of God, but when it comes again to the societal level, the family level of these little snowflake babies, it is beautiful that these little broken situations, these little humans that need love, that need care, that need a family, have a chance to get those things. So again, I told you that this is going to be a short episode, and I believe it or not, I'm actually almost done. So you might be wondering, okay, well, how do we adopt these snowflake babies? And I'm not even saying that you necessarily need to adopt. I just think these two organizations are great organizations that if you know someone who is struggling with infertility for themselves or wants to adopt, but maybe still wants to experience pregnancy, whatever the case may be, or if you know someone who has gone the IVF route, has babies that are frozen embryos in time, these little snowflake babies, and they want to donate these little babies to an organization that is going to find them good Christian homes, these are organizations that you need to know about. So Nightlight Christian Adoptions understands the sad reality of unwanted frozen embryos. This is why they embarked on the journey of creating a special snowflake adoption program just for these babies. And in addition to Nightlight Christian Adoptions, there's another organization called Embryo Adoption Awareness Center that is also in the same business of helping families have children through embryo adoption, as well as helping families choose life for their own embryos through embryo donation. Now, you might be wondering, what is embryo donation? So, quote, when couples use, now you may be wondering what embryo donation is. So, quote, when couples use in vitro fertilization to achieve pregnancy, they will often have embryos remaining after they complete their family. One option available to them is to donate their embryos to another family through embryo donation. Donation for reproduction is the only life choice for remaining embryos. So instead of keeping these little babies on ice perpetually and you just paying a fee, you can choose to donate them to these two different organizations, whichever one you choose, and they will find families for these little babies. Embryo adoption allows IVF couples to choose life for their remaining embryos, even if they choose not to parent their remaining children themselves. Kristen, an embryo adopting parent, through Nightlight remarks, quote, simply put, embryo adoption is a life-affirming gift that should be supported, honored, and treasured by the human race. And then Helen, an embryo donor parent, through Nightlight comments, quote, we donated our embryos to give them life. While the IVF industry is built upon the desires of adults rather than the safety and protection of children, Nightlight Snowflakes Program, an embryo adoption awareness center, seeks to rectify the anti-life culture that IVF has contributed to. So if someone you know or you are interested in either embryo adoption or choosing life through embryo adoption, Nightlight Snowflake Program or the Embryo Adoption Awareness Center might be the perfect resource for you. And of course, I will link these organizations below so that you can go directly to their sites to read through what they do in case you are interested in that. In closing, I just want to reiterate how beautiful it is that we have organizations that see the very big problem that IVF creates for human life, for the sanctity of life, for the protection of children, for putting adults' desires above what's best for children. And they seek to rectify this, that IVF is never, probably never going to be outlawed in the United States. I hope one day it will be. However, they seek to rectify and help the situation as much as possible. And again, adoption is beautiful. Snowflake baby adoption is beautiful. And these organizations are definitely organizations that we should support, that we should honor, and that we should tell our friends about. Okay, guys, thank you so much for watching or listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it was encouraging. Yes, it's maybe a heavier topic when we're talking about fertility and pregnancy and IVF, but I hope it's encouraging for you when we talk about adoption and the beauty of snowflake baby adoption and the fact that there are organizations that are seeking to rectify the issues that the IVF industry has caused. Again, I hope you enjoyed this video and I will see you next time. Until next time, let us firmly rely on the protection of divine providence. This is Self-Evident.